WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network with probably the most random of intros we have ever had. You should have been here for cards last night, because we had a good time, except King Kittens, maybe not so much. But it's funny. I am Omega, the be-all and all of our little network. Joining me tonight is Mace.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
You can't both be Groot. Will one of you be the damn raccoon?
Blam! Better than you! Oh, wait, this comic version.
No, no, you don't understand. We had a whole conversation there.
Yeah.
Just to the untrained ear, it's just all I am Groot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I know. That's why I wanted one of you to be the raccoon so you could translate.
Okay. I need that guy's leg.
No, how about... No. Not the leg. I need the eye.
Yeah. Can you tell two of us have seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I just went to see it today, so it's all fresh in my head still.
I saw it on Friday. I want to go again. All I can... This movie was worth seeing just for the title screen introduction alone. But then again, you know, this will also be a good movie for, you know, Mr. Tim Stein, because it features music from his era. It does. The soundtrack's all 70s and 80s songs.
Yeah, it actually sounds good.
Yeah. We're not taking a shot at you for once. We're actually, like, finding a segue to introduce you, you know.
No, I'm just waiting for Omega to actually formally introduce me before I say anything.
And the one who's talking a lot before I introduce him is the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. What are you talking about? What's the songs?
Give me a second.
Time's up.
Oh, smartass.
Just watch the video. I just watched a thing on YouTube that had, like, all of the songs.
Let's see, what do we got? Moonage Daydream by David Bowie, Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede, Fall Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Spirit in the Sky, I Want You Back by Jackson 5, Cherry Bomb by the Runaways. It's a solid heap. Like, it was very, very old school soundtrack for that movie.
Alrighty then.
For those who want to go and get it, it's also called Awesome Mix 1.
Awesome Mix 1.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure
you'll,
out...
You'll understand more when you see the movie, don't worry.
Okay. The other thing that I'm wondering about is the absolute beginning. I get it, that was from last night's Evil Cards. But what exactly was Kane Kitten saying?
Rock linked us to an interesting picture of the Shield, which kind of mirrored the Orton-Cena images that we had seen before.
Uh-huh.
Was it Lindsay's Photoshop work?
No. I wish it was, because this was intentionally drawn this way. Yeah, at some point during Cars, I had a blank. I played it to make him recite the Sierra Hotel, etc., etc., intro for the Shield, except replace everything with porn terms.
People, don't miss these guys talking while they're playing Cards Against Humanity. That's every Saturday night around, what, 9 o'clock Eastern?
We start 10.
Okay, 10 o'clock Eastern, you get together and you play your little evil card game. Cards Against Humanity, right?
Yep.
And you come up with some really wacky shit. Yeah.
It's not really wacky. We just try to crush Kane Kitten's soul.
Yeah, and well, I think that works every week. That is, the poor guy's soul gets crushed. So, but I did hear that you can't wait for an online cooking show to start, so you learn how to make toast, Omega, without burning it.
I know how to make toast without burning it. Just leave it out long enough and it gets crunchy.
There you go. Wise ass. That's all. Just wise ass. Anyway, I'm running a fever, so let's just get this over with here. Guys, starting off with the win and fail for this past week. Omega, go with you, because I never start with you.
You never start with me, because you know how I'm always prepared for this. Oh, shut up.
That's because of the toast comment last night. You know that.
I haven't even finished dinner yet. Jeez.
You eat late.
I've had a busy day. You know, for my theme of rare occurrences occurring on Raw, Heath Slater winning a match.
That's your win for the week?
More or less how he won.
Okay.
Because Dean Ambrose is being a hysterical troll ringside.
That was kind of fun. Poor JBL's hat.
Surprised JBL didn't clobber him after he grabbed the hat.
Someone was spreading an image around of one of those Coca-Cola bottles with the Share a Coke with name on it.
Uh-huh.
They share a Coke with Dean and cut to a picture of him pouring the Coke into the briefcase.
Cute. Okay. Mace, what's your win for the week?
Well, it's wrestling related, but has nothing to do with what's happened on the shows.
Okay.
My win this week is for WWE as a business.
Okay.
Because congratulations to them on the release, for the release of Ladies and Gentlemen, My Name is Paul Heyman, which is pretty much fucking sold out worldwide.
Huh.
I went to about 7 different stores this past weekend. Nobody's got a copy in stock. From what news sites were reporting, a lot of the big chain stores across the US have been sold out. And everybody is ranting and raving about this documentary like it's the greatest thing ever produced.
And so you can't wait to see it.
I've already seen it.
Oh, okay. You have seen it.
But I want a copy on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Which I can't buy because it's fucking sold out everywhere. It sold out the day it got released.
makes you wonder why TNA was so stupid not to accept the deal that Heyman offered them a few years ago.
Well, TNA.
Yeah, that's all you got. That's the answer. That's the reason. Why did they do that? Well, because TNA. Oh, okay.
They couldn't take Paul Heyman's offer. They were too busy working with Vince Russo.
And lying about it. Well, now you've I want to see the DVD, but now I really want to see it just after that little bit of hype that you gave it, for damn sure. My win for the week is the shameless shilling that we were treated to all night Monday on Raw. I mean, that was
What was it about? Something about a network and some sort of number figure?
Something for like $9.99.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I think they only said it once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice every 5 seconds. But yeah, no, I mean, that was just so obvious. You know, it was just awesome. And of course, as soon as they started doing that, I said that, and they said, hey, they listen to rock on the weekends. So that's my win for the week.
Well, they listen to us on a weekly basis. It's about time they picked up our shilling talent.
Well, yeah, they pick everything else up. You know, somebody's a mole. According to Rock, anyway. Right, Omega? All right, so those are our wins for the week. What's your fail, Mace?
My fail this week is going to TNA.
Okay, Dave.
Because
this is supposed to be a short segment.
Yeah, I know, but I'll keep it to one particular segment of Impact this week. You know, the type of thing that would have had people going, "Oh man, you should have tuned in," or "Hey, did you see what happened?" You know, what would have been back in the day as real water cooler talk. Dixie Carter being put through a table. It would have done great if they didn't pretty much show the fucking thing a week before on every commercial, on their Facebook page, on Twitter, you know, even if it was still shots and short clips, they pretty much spoilt it.
Yeah.
You know, it took all the excitement out of it when it finally happened. You know, and it's like, well, you want people to tune in, that's fine. You don't give away half the segment in your commercial.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they didn't show was the actual, in the commercial spots, was the actual payoff of her going through the table. You had to tune into Impact to watch that.
Mm, showing everything right up to it and then cut away.
Yeah. It's like, okay, that's great for things like a movie trailer or something like that, but not for a wrestling show.
Yeah, well, problem...
They should have just done something along the lines of a recap segment of what led up to this moment, and then before anything happens, do their little hashtag, it happened thing. And that way, you have to tune in to see how it went down. Instead, we pretty much saw 90% of it on a commercial, so why even bother, like, watching the show? And even their ratings reflected it. Their ratings barely went up.
Yeah. Well, isn't it a case of they're damned if they do and damned if they don't, just because they put out such crap? So much more crap than the good stuff that they do, that if they don't tell anybody, nobody's going to watch. Well, how are we going to get anybody to watch? Well, we better tell them that this is going to happen. But if we do that, we give it away. But if we don't give it away, nobody will know what happens because nobody's going to watch. A very vicious catch-22. And it's TNA's own fault, I think.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the best thing to promote. You know how much trouble, you know, some places get for, literally promoting violence against women by a man to the point where Al Snow can't even have head in with his action figures? Here we have that literally promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because to the untrained viewer, this is just Bubba Ray Dudley putting a woman through a table.
Well, he's done that in WWE, and nobody raised a stink about that.
They did that by surprise. This is them promoting it. Hey, guys, come watch a woman. Come watch a helpless woman be put through this piece of wood.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny you mentioned Al Snow, by the way, because he was in that match.
Well, it got to the point where Rock showed me a website this past week about some guy who was all up in arms and disgusted over the fact that this took place. And the entire theme of his column was violence against women and how this is going to promote it and all this other stuff. And, you know, seeing violence against women is not going to make some guy go and bitch slap his girlfriend. If a guy's going to do it, he's going to do it anyway, whether he sees this or not.
Yeah, that's true, but you got to remember, we live in a time of sensationalist media where things like radical feminist groups actually have a lot more say in how people think than what they're willing to accept.
Well, it's a fascist state called political correctness.
No, we've sort of gone past political correctness and gone to political domination now, but sure.
Yeah, well, it's gone past the point of trying not to hurt the guy's feelings because he's black to being hated on because you don't have the same views on homosexuality as your next-door neighbor.
Pretty much. But anyway, back to wrestling.
Yes, back to wrestling. It's Omega's turn. Did I give you enough time for your fail?
Oh, no. Fail, I knew.
Oh, okay.
Fail, I had.
I should have started with that. Go.
No, mine is the same thing you had as a win, the $9.99.
That was your fail.
It got on my fucking tits.
Okay.
It made it worse because apparently by the time SmackDown came around, they actually thought to hashtag $9.99.
Yeah. Okay, I can understand why that.
$9.99. Oh my god.
Yeah, okay, I get why you call that your fail. Do you understand why I call it the win?
There's a level of shameless you do kind of have to admire.
Yeah. But what did them plugging the WWE Network for only $9.99, including all pay-per-views, do to the general public? Aside from them turning it into memes and hashtags and such like that on the interwebs.
Let's see. Well, it either annoyed the piss out of them, or it actually forced that point to stick in their head no matter what they did.
Bingo. It's exactly what it did. And that is the aim of advertising globally, universally. You look at these 30-second commercials. How many times do they repeat the goddamn phone number for this new product they want you to call and have shipped COD or whatever? You know, operators are standing by. Right? The infomercials. How many times do you hear the name of the product? How many times do you hear the phone number to call? How many times do you hear that you're going to get one free when you order within the next 60 seconds? And it sticks in a person's mind, and there are people out there who will wind up paying that $9.99 just because they did what they did. And I wouldn't be surprised to find out that that gave network buys a tiny little spike on Monday through Tuesday.
It just reeks of desperation.
Which is what advertising is. Some of it more subtle than others.
Well, it felt like they were already pushing it pretty hard. It was hard to not notice it during a broadcast, but this was just... I think no. I heard $9.99 more than I heard some of the wrestlers' names. You know, I thought, you know, this is $9.99 is getting a bigger push than the main event for SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can understand why it's your fail and why I picked it as a win. So, but yeah, I would agree with you. It's both a win and a fail. But as far as fails go,
it was pretty much a win when Triple H was doing it because he played it up real comically. It was great. after that, when they continued to do it throughout the rest of the night, then it got annoying.
Well, you know, when Triple H was doing it after, what, the third or fourth time, he just wouldn't even say how much it was. He'd let the crowd do it.
Yeah, that's when it, like, really it got amusing at that point, because he was able to do it without the, like, the crowd would just pick up instantly. That's cool. It's getting it stuck in their head. It's becoming a thing.
Yep.
But to have JBL for the next, you know, 20 minutes trying to shove a sign with $9.99 in front of
that's
Michael Cole, that, yeah, that's the point
that's
where
the
it
point
starts
where
to fuck
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
I want to cancel my $9.99 now.
Oh, you're one of those anti people. Anti-marketing.
Or as Triple H calls you, cheap.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be mad at Triple H. Boo!
There you go. So, yeah, as far as fails go, Friday Night SmackDown, half the show was basically recap and replay from what happened on Monday. So, I guess you could call that a fail.
At that point, you had half the roster on their way to Australia.
Yeah, that's true. You couldn't really put on a full show, but... another potential fail I could choose depends on the veracity of what I read about Del Rio getting fired, and we'll get on to that in just a really quick sec here. So, but I guess that's our win and our fail for the week.
Huzzah!
Yeah, speaking about the roster going to Australia, Mace went to a house show.
I did.
And did
it was eh.
It was eh. It was not TV.
No, it was very much not TV. It wasn't even NXT. Like, unfortunately, I didn't get a good shot with any of my photos, but their stage was absolutely tiny. There was no pyro. You had probably what would have been a quarter of the entryway signage, you know, usually where they display the name and everything, and the guys come out around the corner. Basically, that's about a quarter of the size of that.
Okay.
Was the entrance? They had two small video screens. They had some color changing lights at the entrance, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real low grade for an entrance.
Well, reports that I read was that they were really scaling way back on house shows because of the recent budget cuts and stuff.
Yeah, the very evident. So. I think I've seen indie shows put on better productions.
Ooh, that's a cheap shot. Wow, that well,
that's
I don't
not
know,
a cheap shot. That's fucking.
That's just
being
that's
honest.
That's just a nasty shot that happens to be more or less true. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. So who did you get to see fight fakely?
Okay, well, we opened up the night with a tag team championship match between the Usos and Harper and Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, let's get our practice on for SummerSlam.
Which is basically the match I got, yeah.
Yeah. The Usos coming out in Melbourne Storm rugby gear to get a little bit of a cheap pop.
Uh-huh. Mick Foley heat.
Yeah, but it didn't help. Harper and Rowan were over like fucking Daniel Bryan down here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have this small group of kids chanting, "Let's go, Usos!" And then, like, most of the arena, "Let's go, Wyatt!" It's like, yes!
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... But, yeah, it was a nice little high-flying back-and-forth tag match, as usual, you know, Harper doing a lot of the offense and really, really beating the shit out of the Usos. Loved every minute of it.
Awesome.
After that, we got R-Truth up against Bo Dallas in basically a replay of R-Truth beating Dallas. Yeah. But sort of have little videos. I believe I've got one there called Bo Dallas's Speech that Rock might want to start playing.
Oh, hey, well, let me scroll up to see if you guys play.
Bo Dallas is here! Into each and every one of your eyes, I can tell that you have a dream, and that you have a dream, and you back there, you have a dream, and 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 you have a dream. You all have dreams, and it's like I always say, what's the first thing you have to do if you want your dreams to come true? You have to wake up. And since none of you have the strength or the courage to do that yourself, that's what I'm going to do for you. That's what Bo Dallas is doing for all of you tonight. If you don't want to wake up, I'll wake up for you. I'll wake up and show and prove to each and every one of you out there, all of my believers, that dreams do come true. All you have to do is
so, yeah, that's Bo's little speech. As you could hear, we had quite a few Bo-leavers in the crowd. As much as I wanted to shoot every single one of them, but...
You have a dream. You have a dream. Everyone has a dream. Look under your chair. There's your dream.
Pretty much. Very Oprah Winfrey-ish. But, yeah, they didn't really do much. R-Truth basically got the pin after about not even 5 minutes.
Oprah Dallas.
Mm. Then we had Diego defeating Fandango. I didn't actually watch this match at this point. I actually went out to try and scavenge the merchandise stand while I had a chance. I ended up buying a sheep mask.
Oh, you're a sheeple.
Damn right. Well, they didn't have any actual like Wyatt t-shirts. Their selection was shit this year, and the sizes only went up to XL.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Well, considering I wear a 2X, yeah, you know, it's like I couldn't get any of their t-shirts, so I thought, fuck it, I'll buy a sheep mask.
Well, what were
they
selling?
Which is now my profile picture on Facebook.
Ah, what were they selling the t-shirts for anyway?
$50.
$50 Aussie? Wow.
Yeah. So it'd be probably about $47, $48 Canadian.
Yeah, they about were like 40, they were
$4.45 American.
Yeah, they were selling them for $30 here when they were here.
That's how much the sheep mask cost me.
Wow. You know, it's really scary.
It's now sits above my computer. So it's
walk into a costume shop, you can buy the exact same sheep mask for like $9.99.
Yeah, I know.
Ah.
But hey, I had like a couple hundred bucks on me, so I wanted to buy
it. I'm sorry, when Tim said the price, I had a minor stroke.
I'm sorry I did that on purpose, though. You do realize.
Now, after the Fandango match, we had Miz going up against Kofi Kingston in an IC title match. Very good back and forth. A lot of don't hit me in the face from Miz.
Mm-hmm.
He did cut a promo at the start trying to get some heat, basically saying, you know, you don't want to hit the moneymaker and all that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So it was not bad. Then we had probably one of the two matches of the night. Jericho defeating Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely spectacular match.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, we can't show the video of it, but I do have video of Bray's entrance.
Okay.
I tell you, it is one thing to see this on TV, where they look out and you see the sea of ferns out there. But to be sitting in the middle of it and looking around at it, fucking hell, it looks a million times more impressive.
Yeah.
So I will endeavor to get that up somehow.
Okay.
Following the match itself was pretty good. Harper and Rowan interfered but got taken out by the Usos. I reckon we could be seeing a possible bits and pieces in the SummerSlam match in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. After this, we had a proposal in the middle of the ring.
You're kidding.
Oh, you were live for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've actually got the full video of it. Whereas WWE only put like snippets up on their YouTube channel. Jericho makes a great joke about the ring that the guy got for his now fiance is probably worth more than Ric Flair's cars, boats, and house combined. Which got a great
especially after the divorces.
Yeah. So yeah, that got a great response. Of course, you had the usual as soon as the message came up on screen, or even before it really, the crowd's doing the whole yes, 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 and Jericho's like, I knew you guys would do it, thank God. After that, we had our intermission, and then came back with the Divas tag team match of Emma and Nikki Bella defeating Alicia Fox and Layla.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, they brought Emma out last and really put over them from Melbourne, Australia.
And everybody went crazy.
And everybody went crazy, and I'm sitting up in the fucking nosebleeds going, boo! Fucking thief!
There you go, I was waiting for that. You're like, thief! Thief! Thief!
Oh, no. The funniest thing was, me and the people I was sitting with, we actually got a small chant going of Emma's going home in the back of a divvy van. Basically, saying that she was going home in the back of a police car.
Yeah.
We actually got that going slightly for a few minutes.
It's not the catchiest chant I've ever heard.
Oh, it's a very Australian thing, but it when you actually do it properly, it actually does really catch on.
Having seen all the Australian TV shows that I've watched in my lifetime and Aussie movies, I can hear the chant in the back of my head right now.
Yeah. Emma's going home in the back of a divvy van. Emma's going home in the back of a divvy van.
Yep.
That was fun. Because there were a few people behind us going, shut up, she didn't steal anything. Bullshit! the funny thing is, me and one of the other guys got up, the other guy's a ref for a couple of the local companies down here. Both turned around and we've gone, we both know Tennille and know she's a fucking thief. She's been a thief for years. Shut the fuck up. Of course, Emma got the tap out win on Alicia, I think it was. Was it Layla? I can't remember.
Was it the black chick or the thick chick?
I couldn't really tell from where I was sitting.
Far away.
It was on Layla. I was like about 7 rows from the top of the building.
Ooh, that's far back.
Yeah.
No. No, okay.
So yeah, the last two matches just quickly, triple threat match for the U.S. title. Sheamus defeated Van Damme and Cesaro. Excellent, excellent match between the three of them.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then we had the main event, which was a street fight with Ric Flair as special guest referee. I saw none of this because as soon as the entrances were done, I decided, fuck it, I'm going home. I had no interest in this match whatsoever. But Kane did come out in the mask and Roman did come out through the crowd, which took a while. So, yeah, big pop for Flair. Basically, by the time I was on the train home, the match had ended.
Uh-huh.
So, very, very quick match. Table spots were used, from what I was told, and Roman got the win with the spear.
Hmm. Well, sounds like you got the show that I got with only two differences, which was Roman Reigns, Kane's, and the women's match was the one you got, where I got Natty tagging with... what's her name against those two? Natty, here in Calgary, Natty got the one with the double sharpshooter on both girls, so.
Huh. It sounds more entertaining.
Well.
Which Cole swears we've never seen before.
Every time we see it. So it sounds like you had, basically, time of it.
Yeah, wasn't one of their better shows.
Yeah.
But, and I absolutely hate Australian live crowds because, oh my god, so many sheep.
Wait, hey, you're the one who bought the mask.
No, and not in the Wyatt sense either.
That was just a perfect line from Omega.
Yeah.
You're the one that bought the mask.
Bah, bitch. but yeah, look. For the price that I got the ticket, which was free, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It really felt like we were getting the B team this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully next time they come down will be really good. I will also say this. On the way out, as I predicted, there were local people promoting a show... with a main event of a three-way triple threat match between one of our local guys, Crackerjack, going up against Carlito and Chris Masters.
Hmm, interesting.
And that's at the end of the month, so I possibly might go to it.
Maybe talk to Carlito and Chris.
Yeah, because yeah, they were ripping the first time. Haven't we interviewed these guys?
No,
bit of Masters on that other show.
I believe Spug had an incident with Carlito that didn't go well.
Fair enough.
That wasn't an interview. That was like face to face.
No, that was actually meeting the prick.
Yeah. Well, I met Carlito. He was in a miserable mood, but evidently he was all pissy because he wasn't used to the weather we were having. That was a year ago, May, and it was I think it was May. And it was unseasonably cold up here. I think it was like 55 degrees Fahrenheit, where it's normally 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And he was just miserable because he's just, you know, being from the Caribbean, he just they never get that kind of weather. So,
yeah. But we'll see how that goes. If I end up going to the show, I'll try and get photos and slip him a card saying, "Here, call us,"
because we want to interview you guys.
Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah.
Hand out business cards at the event to the people around me, sir. Hopefully, awesome. Some of you listen.
Awesome. Maybe we'll get one or two tuned in. That'll be cool. But you never know. So, all right. Well, we can continue talking. We can talk about Del Rio and then take our break, or we can take our break now, guys. What do you want?
Let's take a break.
All right, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk Alberto Del Rio getting fired, Hulk Hogan's birthday tomorrow, and, of course, our SummerSlam preview and predictions. That's coming up right after this.
Press trigger, me no press people bone. Nobody chat come face me with something. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next door to fool. Anytime you're ready, put now we see start war. See who does this for the top word from the guy.
Style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karoom, why not play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times bestselling author Brian Shields.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's having a goal. I don't believe it.
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go! Once in a lifetime!
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead, enter it in your website address, fucking go to it, even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook, search up at the top cigarette butts and bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter R, you know, Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air. At X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air. Every Saturday night at midnight-ish. Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Rough Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, 1 week before SummerSlam. So for those of you who play along with us, get ready, because we're going to be doing SummerSlam preview and predictions coming up right before the next break, I guess, maybe. But right now, we're going to talk about Alberto Del Rio. You heard his ring entrance music just as we came back from the break. And we're talking about him because in case you're dead
or you're not going to hear that music again.
Yeah, in case you're dead or live in Edmonton, Del Rio got fired, guys.
Oh, it's the first time I've been happy to talk Del Rio.
Well, let me just start the speculation with you guys. Do you have any inkling as to why he was fired other than what was posted on Twitter?
That's pretty much the only thing we've heard, Tim.
Yeah, okay. That's...
Well, from the sounds of it, he was a naughty boy.
Yeah, well, the two tweets released by WWE on Twitter were somewhat uncharacteristic for the company. There was no wishing him well in his future endeavors. There was no, you know, we've parted ways, blah, 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 blah. You know, it was basically he got what's coming to him, and professional conduct, and if you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at Del Rio. That was
It sounds like he insulted the social media guy.
Well, it sounds like a little bit worse. Apparently, and this is what I've been able to glean going through all of the news reports and everything that I could find about it, he slapped an employee who allegedly told a joke that was taken as a racist joke. Now, based on sketchy stories and what wrestlers have been talking about at catering, somebody asked a certain guy who happens to be the web producer, who happens to be the guy that actually tweets for WWE. Guy's name, by the way, is Cody Barbieri. But somebody asked him to clean off his plate, and he joked something along the lines of how that was Del Rio's job. And Del Rio heard it, confronted him, and as the story goes, the social media dude did not apologize and then, you know, gave him one of those grins. And as a result, Del Rio slapped him.
I don't see that as racist. I see that as being where he is on the pecking order in WWE right now.
Exactly. But the thing is, and this goes back to, you know, political correctness gone wild, if you will, or out of control. Because Del Rio was Mexican, it was taken as a shot against Mexicans, not against Del Rio specifically. That's how apparently it was allegedly interpreted.
Del Rio getting his panties in a wad.
Now, there are people on this legitimate news site that I went to. It was a Washington newspaper online. And, of course, they allow posts and stuff like that from readers. A lot of comments from people saying, well, you know, if this really happened, the social media guy should be fired, too, for racism. And I read this, and then I reread the article, and I said, where is it racist? Where?
Here's the thing. If he's a public figure and he says something racist, fine, because he represents the company.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, so he is verbally provoked, but not into an aggressive way.
Yeah.
So what Del Rio did was assault the guy.
Yeah.
Which is much bigger legal trouble than someone just making an ill-timed joke.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's way more fireable, and probably why he didn't get best wishes, because he probably doesn't have any good wishes right now.
Well, especially if the guy that he slapped happens to be the guy that tweets for WWE, I would think.
Yeah,
slap me, bitch. Fuck you. You know, but you know, it goes back to what you said at the beginning. You know, Del Rio has slid so far down that he might as well be the guy who cleans the tables in catering. What do they call them? Bus boys.
Might be a step up.
But, you know, as far as being racist goes, I don't see that.
It's another situation of just being hypersensitive over something just for the sake of...
A little too much.
Yeah, just for the sake of being upset.
Well, Mace, do you have any input into all of this alleged allegedness?
They can allege and allege as much as they like. In the end, it's na-na-na-na, bye-bye.
He's looking on the right side.
In case all of you people haven't figured it out, we're not exactly huge Del Rio fans.
All right, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. Ricardo and Del Rio just want to work together again, so they quit the company.
Jeez, yeah, I'm tired of conspiracies. I just watched a John F. Kennedy assassination documentary where everything gets pinned on George Bush.
Junior, senior.
It's all McMahon's fault.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
So because that'd be hysterical to somehow pin that on Junior.
Yeah, no, Junior is actually, he was pegged as a guy who caused JFK Jr.'s plane to crash in this documentary. So,
Hillary Clinton didn't fund this, did she?
I didn't see her name on it anywhere, but there's some really wild, you know, claims and accusations and conspiracy theories put to really legitimate looking video all over the internet. And if you're, you know, have just the tiniest little kernel of gullibility in you, you're going to believe some of this shit. So be very careful what you watch on the interwebs, kids. That's all I can tell you. next week we'll get a documentary about the conspiracy for Del Rio, I'm sure. So, yeah. Anyway, bye, Del Rio. Bye.
It's your 1 week contract in TNA before they close.
Yeah. Well, apparently
I was gonna say, everyone's saying, well, it might be TNA bound. It's like, I don't think TNA could afford him.
Well,
especially
if
he's making as much money as a busboy.
Yeah, well, you know, TNA has apparently, allegedly already made overtures to him. So, good luck with that one. Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
I've made overtures to Trish Stratus before. It doesn't do much.
It does. She's got to notice you first, right?
I've talked to her.
Yes, you did. And Chris Jericho. And Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, and Edge. And Shawn Michaels.
And your voice rises an octave every name that you drop. You realize that, right?
I know.
Yeah, let me just pick up some of those names you dropped. Anyway, I brought this up a long time ago. I brought this up before I moved into the place I'm in now, which was the 1st of March. But what do you guys think about SmackDown returning to Thursdays?
Meh.
Fuck TNA.
Mace is still not going to watch it, and Omega's like, "Yeah, screw you, TNA." Yeah. So,
that is a Vince McMahon thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're having trouble signing a new deal, and you're losing a lot of money, and Spike doesn't want you anymore. Here, let me help your time slot while we're at it.
Well, you know, they did that initially with SmackDown when they first started airing it. Of course, WCW had Thunder, which was originally on Thursdays. When WWE started winning the ratings war, they said, you know what? The hell with you. We're going to do a show called SmackDown, and we're going to put it up against Thunder head-to-head. And what did WCW do immediately? They moved that to Wednesday, like literally the same week. So it's not something that, you know, WWE hasn't done before. But here's the thing about it. Rock, I don't know if you can put that picture, if you have the picture. I don't know if you can put it up on the feed or not. But Rock is the one who actually showed me a picture taken of a guy standing right outside a WWE truck advertising SmackDown on Thursday nights. And it was not an old picture. It was a picture taken not too long ago.
Well, no, they put the Usos on the side.
Uh-huh.
I think that pretty much proves that it's new.
Yeah. So
they can put Usos on a truck, but they can't put them in a video game.
Aren't they in the new one?
We don't know. The roster hasn't been revealed yet. It'll be revealed in probably about 6 days. I don't know, IGN's been having this like week-long thing of, we'll give new WWE information, and nothing's happened since.
What I thought was hysterical was they were trying to pawn it off as, no, no, someone just got overzealous. No, wait, that's not, we were talking about moving up to Thursday, but that's not official yet. So we're going to redo that truck. Someone just got ahead of, that had to go through half a dozen people.
Okay. WWE is not a, federal, government from, you know, pick a country. They're not going to waste money like that. Paint a truck and then decide, oh, we shouldn't have done that.
No.
Let's spend more money and paint it back again.
No, no, they're going to drive. No, what they're going to do is drive around just like it is, and if anyone sees it, fuck it.
So, anyway, speculation is they are moving back to Thursday nights, and I don't really have a problem with that if they do.
No, Friday's never a good night for a wrestling show anyway because it's date night.
Yeah.
You know, people want to go out on a Friday.
Well, you figure that the ratings will increase by the by moving nights. Same time slot, just one night earlier.
Well, Thursday is like toward the end of the work week, and wrestling is just a nice kickback and turn your brain off thing. You know, yep. Thursday night's pretty perfect for that.
So, yeah, I see it being beneficial to the ratings, but I still don't see Mace ever paying attention to SmackDown.
No, because even if they do it Thursday, it's still going to be shown on a Friday here, so.
Well, yeah, that's true. So it's shown, is it shown, it's shown on a Saturday there then?
No, it's shown on a Friday here. We actually get it 24 hours before the US now.
Ah.
If they move it to Thursday, then
you'll get
either they'll sort of screw it up and put it on later in the day, or they'll do the pseudo live thing like they're doing with Raw, which is going to be real interesting because while they do show Raw live here now, they're going to be showing the Emmys in a couple of weeks, which is on the exact same time slot as Raw.
Oh, wonderful.
So they're moving Raw to another channel for one night.
One night only.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the dog show.
They're putting it on the pay-per-view channel for one night.
Hmm.
Cool. Which is really annoying because I was actually looking forward to probably streaming Raw on my computer while having the Emmys on TV.
Cool. Well, I wouldn't be. I won't be paying attention to the Emmys because I don't care about them. So, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes have funny shit happen.
So, tomorrow night, it's Hulk Hogan's birthday celebration with surprise guests. Who would you like to see show up tomorrow night?
Who would I like to see show up tomorrow night? His ex-wife? No.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick, just to see if he's still alive.
Or out of jail.
Yeah, that's true. Can we get a reunion with Zeus?
Oh, I don't know. Sylvester Stallone.
Have they paid Stallone enough to show up?
Maybe.
Let's get a reunion of
the kids.
Three ninjas, High Noon.
Yep.
From out all of my head. Bad movies.
Christopher Lloyd for a Suburban Commando reunion.
Funny.
God. Christopher Lloyd might be the only one on the planet who looks older than Hogan, though.
We're going to see Ric Flair tomorrow night?
Quite possibly.
Okay.
What about Actually, Kevin I would be... I would be very surprised if we get an appearance by Eric Bischoff.
Mm. I'd be very surprised by that too.
Because I'm wondering if he's still contracted with TNA at this point, or whether that's already run out. I don't know.
I have no clue because I never pay attention to TNA.
No, there's many other people.
What about Kevin Nash and Scott Hall?
Yeah, it's pretty much been rumored slash confirmed already.
Yeah.
That we'll get the NWO reunion.
If you do an NWO reunion, do you know how big of a pop it would get if they start kind of teasing, those were fun times. Maybe we can roll one more time. Maybe we can get it done this time, and all of a sudden Sting's music hits. Just standing there at the entrance ramp, just waving his finger.
With the baseball bat.
No. Just like, I'm still there.
Well, you kind of sort of took the wind out of his sails.
Maybe not.
I was going to name Sting.
Yeah, you know what the worst thing is? When you first asked the question, who would you like to see? My mind just went, you know what? I'd like to see his greatest opponents at WrestleMania. You know, Warrior, Andre, Savage. Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that is pretty damn sad, bastard. That's a fail on your part.
Yoko.
Oh, my God. Hogan's the literal kiss of death. The name Thunder Lips makes sense now.
Okay, here's one,
Can we start out with Bret Hart in the ring and then Hogan comes out and steals his thunder?
I don't believe this. You know, I was just about to bring up Bret Hart. What do you think the chances are Bret's going to show tomorrow night?
Today the Canada.
I would say there are two chances, slim and none.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They don't like each other so much. And it's all because Bret can't let go of the grudge.
Again, I'm still trying to think. I'm like, okay, who else from Hogan's past can we bring out? We could bring out Slaughter. Jimmy Piper.
Iron Sheik.
Oh, God,
I don't think
no.
You can let Sheik out on live program.
It's only a 3-hour program, Tim. We haven't got enough time for the entrance.
Adnan?
Is he still alive?
I don't know. when I thought up his name, I'm thinking, should this go in Mace's category or not?
Slaughter's still around. We could wheel him out.
Yeah, he's still here.
You pukes! God. Can we have a couple of the Muppets? Because he did a guest show on movies.
You got to have Animal if you're bringing out any of the Muppets.
That's just creepy. It's like seriously, like you go through and you think, like, okay, so who are some of Hogan's like most
living?
you go, okay, who's Hogan had some really good feuds with? How many of those people are still alive?
Yeah. Well, and we can't invite Savage. She's dead. Well, cross him off the list then.
Pretty much.
Thanks, Major League.
Still bad that... the first thing I think of is like, okay, let's get some of his greatest opponents, you know? He's dead.
It's poignant. There's a good point to be made there.
You know, you're killing me, Mace, because this is all funny, but at the same time, it's so dark, I'm feeling guilty as hell.
Oh, yeah, no shit. I'm feeling guilty as hell thinking it. But still, it's like, you just think about it, and it's like, there's not that many guys left in that era. On that level. Those Hogan's, like, either friends or, great feuds or anything like that, so...
Oh, shit. Well, the greatest feud he had was somebody still alive, I would have to think, must be Ric Flair.
Yeah, I suppose. You could always bring out Billy Kidman.
Jeez.
I said great feuds.
Billy Kidman. Bring back Boris Hogan while we're at it.
Sure, yeah, why not? He probably like working for dollars instead of yen. That's just, oh my god, that is just so fucking sad.
It's
tragic. Hogan, your birthday is a fucking disappointment.
It ain't gonna be a lot of fun. Who's Damian Sandow gonna come out tomorrow night dressed as for the birthday party?
Oh god.
You're welcome.
No, because I could see them going the morbid route.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I could see Sandow coming out as like a mock Andre the Giant or something like that.
Well, Andre's been dead long enough that the majority of people might look at it as sort of a tribute, kind of.
Yeah, until people realize.
You can come out as Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, but Jimmy's already going to be there, though.
So one person we didn't name.
Yeah, well, it's because it's Hogan. Do we really, you know? Do we really?
Yeah, aside.
you brought
his name up already. Aside from Hogan, his other greatest feud that spanned both companies that Hogan worked for would be Piper.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be Mr. Piper.
No, but other than that, that's just about it. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that Sting shows up tomorrow, but I'm not going to expect it.
Yeah.
Just
sort of hold on hope that they've been able to, like, scour the retirement homes for something decent. Again, Hogan, your birthday is a sad, sad event. You've gone past.
Damn it. Well, I've got to go and, wash myself or something like that, because you just made me feel really dirty. So why don't we take our next time out?
That's a good idea. I'm going to go get some alcohol.
Everybody, you listen to WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this time out. Coming up. Get ready. We're doing the SummerSlam predictions. That's right. It's Pick 'em.
You be my sunshine.
You make me nostalgic. You're a classic, classic. Deep on the sweet side, I'm a classic, classic. So come and rock out like my jacket. And when you are coming, I'll go stop it.
Shine.
You go harder, harder. Push it, little farther, farther. Then make your mouth be a mother. Why feel the heat of my sunshine? Come on the father.
Shine.
Don't you be my sunshine? Come away, some of my precious time. Your sweet smile is always on my mind.
Don't you be my sunshine?
Don't you be my sunshine? Come away, some of my precious time.
The evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio is back.
Yes!
I know. The show hasn't gone anywhere, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show. And hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, you can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. How the show was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really? Come on, now. Man. Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Most Matadores versus the real American.
Going with that. Oh, never mind, sorry. We're not making mistakes. I seen him too, and I was, like, all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matador is one.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway kicking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, God! Jigs are working out!
I think he changed his
pants to rock. Oh, shit. Well, that's one for me, because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
Jay. I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
He's coming. Just like... bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jones! This is Jason Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins out! He's assaulting the Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey,
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
If anybody heard what I just said, because of that really loud music. Anyway, on to it. It's time for our SummerSlam edition of Pick'em. You guys ready? Is anybody ready?
Oh, we're doing something.
I was just waiting for you guys to respond. Are you ready for Pick'em?
I guess so. Oh, well. It's just the two of us, apparently.
What happened to Mace? Is he still drinking his alcohol?
I don't know.
Well, he'll be back eventually. So
hopefully.
Why don't I just try to waste a little bit of time by explaining what we're doing in case we've got anybody listening who hasn't played before. That might be good. What we're doing is we're going to give you a quick little breakdown of all the matches listed so far for next week's SummerSlam pay-per-view. Or WWE special event, depending on how you want to look at it, available on the WWE Network. Omega, how much?
A cent short of $10.
There you go. Yeah, we'll throw out the matches, the matchups. All you got to do is tell us who you think is going to win the match. We don't need any elaboration or anything like that, and play along live. Or, I see Kane Kittens has joined the chat room just in time. If you're listening to the archive and want to play along, you can post your picks on Facebook. And what is our Wild Talk Radio Facebook? Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio, I think.
Ask the producer. I don't keep track of this.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if the producer's even bothering to pay attention to what... Because he normally chimes in right now to correct me and make sure that I get this right. You can post him on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, or at WTR Sunday Night. Also, again, on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. You can email media@WildTalkRadio.com with all of your picks, and the winner gets to be told that they won, because I don't think we're giving away anything right now. So let's just get right into what we're looking at. I guess this is going to be the main event. It's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. John Cena taking on Brock Lesnar. Omega.
I really don't want to pick either.
No.
I want Cena to have the belt, but I don't want a transition. I don't want a
part-time transitional champion.
Yeah, a part-time champion either.
Yeah, we've had that already.
Yeah. See, for The Rock, it worked because The Rock's a big movie star. Brock Lesnar is just a guy who beats people up.
He's a mercenary.
He's a guy who beats people up and occasionally has intestine problems.
There you go. So, I guess you got to pick the lesser of two evils.
Unfortunately, the lesser of two evils for me at this point is Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so you're going with Brock Lesnar. Do you think that Mace is back yet?
Yes, Mace is here.
Oh, yay, because we weren't sure that you were with us from the beginning. So,
sorry, but I had to speak to the female.
That's perfectly fine. If you're speaking to females, I can...
Why are you speaking to the female?
Not your female, my female.
Oh.
It'd be very awkward if I was talking to your female.
Only if you found out about it. So, World Heavyweight Championship, Mace, John Cena or Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
How? All right. You know what? I'm going to have to make it unanimous. I got to pick Brock Lesnar too. To tell you the truth, I think that we might be in for a better match than a lot of people are expecting out of these two. Not much better.
They had a good match in the. They had a good match already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got faith in this to be a decent match. I just don't want them. I don't want either one of them to have a belt.
Well, I don't know. I just see that, behind the scenes and everything else that's going on, Brock Lesnar wind up winning, leading into, WrestleMania. But, yeah. Rock, are you around?
No, he's not. Let's move on.
Okay, well, he can do this on Thursday night with, Lindsay, then. That's perfectly fine. Those of you playing along in the chat room, go ahead and post your picks in the chat room so Kane Kittens can record you and write you down for a pick'em. Next match, Intercontinental Championship. We got The Miz taking on Dolph Ziggler, Mace.
I'd love to see Dolph win this, but I know The Miz is going to.
Okay. Omega.
Unfortunately, I have to agree. I'm one of the rare people who actually likes The Miz as a character and a performer. I just wish Dolph would get a chance he deserves.
Mm-hmm. You remember when both of these guys who were fighting for the Intercontinental Championship were actually world champions at one point?
Yes!
In time? So, yeah. I'm going to buck the trend here, and I'm actually going to pick Ziggler. I don't know why, just because.
I have no logic to this.
Okay, it's WWE. How many times have we discovered that logic and WWE are mutually exclusive terms?
Okay, this is a point.
Yes, okay. So, yeah, mine's Ziggler. So, up next, Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. I'm picking Roman Reigns, Omega.
Yeah, second on Reigns. They're pushing him as hard as they can.
Okay. Mace, you want to make it unanimous?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, you didn't have to, and I really hope you're not being a sheep or anything.
Bah, bitch.
There you go. All right, so all three of us picking Roman Reigns. We've got Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt. Omega.
Since Jericho came out first, we're going to give Wyatt the second match.
I'm going to agree with you and say Bray Wyatt takes this one. Mace.
Yeah, we'll go Bray on this one.
All right.
Even though he won at the house shows.
Okay. Lumberjack match. I'm kind of surprised that they decided to make this a lumberjack match. I was expecting a street fight or something like that. But Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins. Mace.
I don't understand why a lumberjack match.
Well, that's what I just said.
Well, I know you just said it, but still, I logic? Where?
The logic WWE. Is you're surrounding the ring full of people who...
You've beat the shit out of before, collectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good for either man.
Yes, yeah. But Dean's a psychopath, so he gets away with it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Mm-hmm. I was going to do sense, motherfucker, do you make it? But we're talking to Dean Ambrose here, and since motherfucker, he does not make it.
And we are thankful.
Mm.
Since motherfucker, I have a potato.
Since motherfucker, I have a potato, that's how you make whiskey. But yeah, what? I'm going with Dean Ambrose.
Okay. Omega.
I'm actually going Seth Rollins.
Whoa.
To have our first dissension.
Well, I'm going Dean Ambrose myself. So, yeah, that's me. Now we got the Divas Championship match. We got AJ Lee, who's the title holder, taking on her frenemy, Paige. Omega.
AJ.
All right. Mace.
I'll give it to one with a nice ass.
No. Pick one.
Oh, damn. AJ.
Talking like a WWE booker there for a second.
That's the one with the last one. What, you want a double disqualification?
I'd be happy.
There you go.
Is there any way they can both do the cradle roll up pin and both be counted at the same time with their asses up in the air?
Well, you know, they have done something similar in the past. Not with these two, so who knows? But I want Paige to win, but I'm going to give it to AJ.
It's too early to switch the belts back at this stage.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm giving it to AJ, because it's too early. But, next up, another Divas match, I guess. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. Mace.
What do we got? Heel, face.
He's doing math.
Yeah, this one's going to go to Steph, and I'm calling a Nikki heel turn.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Omega.
I was actually going to make the same call.
Wow. Really? Huh. Well, I'm gonna go with Steph, but I'm gonna like Steph wins because Nikki interferes and costs her sister the match. I'm figuring that Brie is gonna turn heel instead of Nikki, so I figure this will be the genesis of that. Nikki costing Brie the match.
So Brie is gonna turn heel.
Yeah,
she's been the sympathetic one the whole time.
Yep.
Sense, motherfucker, do you make it?
Exactly. WWE. Refer to my previous comments. the flag match. Make sure you pronounce the L in there. Jack Swagger versus Rusev. Omega.
Swagger.
Swagger, really? Woo! Mace.
Zeb Coulter.
Oh, we're doing that? Okay, then I changed my pick. Lana's ass.
I was waiting for somebody to say Lana's ass. The fans looking at
Lana's
ass.
With Lana's ass, we're already a winner, but...
Yeah. So pick it. Swagger or Rusev?
No, Zeb Coulter, sorry, Swagger.
All right. Well, Swagger's been beaten down by Rusev enough Yeah, okay, I'll go Jack Swagger. But reluctantly, if I can say reluctantly.
Surprise from the Canadian.
Yeah, there you go. Wait, well, how is that surprise because I'm Canadian?
What's the American Patriot guy?
Yeah, and?
I'm making a broad generalization.
So there you go. So basically, we're all picking Swagger. And now, we've got a new name for an old segment. We're calling this the all-time greatest, because it's not a debate. It's us figuring out, collectively, what the all-time greatest whatever might happen to be.
What he said.
Yeah, why, did you have something to say?
No, I'm continuing. I'm just agreeing with you, Tim.
Okay, so we got the first round. This is the all-time greatest finisher, according to WrestleTalk Radio.
And in the first round matchup, because we're doing the top 64, as we went that far into it.
So tune in 2015 for the results.
Gotta give us something to do. Pedigree versus the Zigzag is the first matchup on the board. What's your take, Omega? Which out of these two is the greater
really?
Finisher? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I hate the Zigzag. Fucking hate. It doesn't look like it does anything. It doesn't look... It looks like he botched a really ambitious clothesline, is what it looks like.
Hey, he used his zigzag to win a matchup against Randy Orton on a house show that has made the internet go crazy.
It doesn't mean the finisher works.
But
it's a shitty finisher.
But it beat Randy Orton at a house show that...
It's a shitty finisher.
Like 4,000 people may have seen, but the internet loves it.
Shitty finisher! Did you not hear the man?
How many people did a fucking leg drop beat back in the day?
20,000.
More than it should have.
Hogan just had an interview where he said, he was billing himself with the largest arms in the world, and he was dropping a leg. And he admitted how stupid his own finisher was.
Wow.
I'm sure we'll get there at some point. It's all zigzag sucks.
So that's one vote for the pedigree.
We'll throw it to Tim now because Tim suggested we put the zigzag on the list. Tim.
Well, that's only because we were digging to try to get the right number. And I'm thinking, fuck, what can we do? Zigzag? Isn't that more like just like a standing neck breaker? I mean, come on. It's shit. It's really this. The pedigree looks dangerous, okay? Now, here's the thing about finishing moves. Mace can back me up on this one if he feels like it. There are three different types of finishers. Finishers, something that looks good and hurts like hell. Something that looks like shit and hurts like hell. Something that looks good but doesn't hurt like hell. Okay, four, because it's something that looks like shit and doesn't hurt like hell. The zigzag... Looks like shit, and that's all there is to it. The pedigree looks like it would hurt like hell, especially if you did it wrong.
Which we've seen it done wrong. There's like this one GIF that's floating around since like.
Oh, I know the one. Oh,
he's talking about
fucking vertical.
Yeah.
He
fucking tombstones the guy with a pedigree.
Basically, and that's that jobber's own fault too. Because he didn't take it right.
I think that was Salvatore Sincere, maybe? I don't know.
How do you know that?
I think it was. I could be totally wrong. It's just one of those random things that you just sort of pick up along the way.
No! No one hits up Salvatore Sincere along the way.
Google is your friend.
Actually, no. It probably wasn't Google. I remember his
Even
outfit.
Even Google says, who the fuck is that?
Again,
but I did not see this as a GIF. I saw it as an actual video clip, and Triple H goes to plant the guy in the pedigree, but Buddy goes and he jumps straight up, legs in the air to take it. And it's like, no, you're gonna get a broken neck. And it's like Triple H killed the guy in the ring. Rock thinks it was Salvador Sincere.
No, alright, I was wrong. It was Marty Gardner, according to the YouTube video.
Marty who?
Marty Gardner.
Yeah, Marty who?
Then again, the same...
Exactly.
Then again, another video has it saying Jeff Hardy.
That was not Jeff Hardy. That was so not
Jeff Hardy.
You
can always
trust
the internet, though.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true, no matter what. Okay, so yeah, my choice is pedigree.
To back up the claim of Jeff Hardy, he was trained by the Hardy Boys, apparently, according to Wikipedia.
Well, no wonder he took it wrong, then.
Well, there's your problem there. Jeff just telling, look, every time you take a move, make it look like it killed you.
I wouldn't let the Hardy Boys train a dog to pee outside.
According to Wikipedia, on May 28, 1996, Gardner faced Hunter Hearst Helmsley during a taping of Superstar. During the match, Helmsley went for his finish, the pedigree. It was reported that Gardner, who had not taken the move before and assumed it was either a double underhook powerbomb or suplex, gave much more of a jump into the move and attempted to flip out of it while Helmsley went for the move as usual.
And he landed on his fucking head.
He suffered neck damage.
How
oh, no
does
kidding.
Marty Gardner have a Wikipedia page and not me?
Because Marty Gardner learned how to use Wikipedia.
He was Puck Dupp in the Dupp family in ECW.
Who?
fucked up in the Dup family in ECW.
It was a hillbilly gimmick.
Who?
He was also champion in the Omega Federation.
Irony of ironies, waiting for Omega to say who?
Anyway, Mace.
I know the Omega Federation. It's the Hardys place. So that tells you the kind of career he had. He had to get hired by the guys who taught him.
Exactly.
Ouch.
Personal life. Gardner is...
which is really ironic. Here, I'm going to pay the Hardys for wrestling lessons, and then they're going to pay me to wrestle for them.
Well, at least you get your money back.
His finishing move was called Swank.
Alrighty then.
Which was a corkscrew plancha. That move did not make the top 64. Let's point that one out. Mace, are you ready?
After all that, do I really need the costume part?
Apparently he was in Walking Tall as The Rock's assistant.
And he jumped to MVP on his debut at No Mercy, so...
How do you walk tall with a broken neck?
It was years
Come
later.
On, man. Just say torture rack and be done with it.
Warrior got robbed!
Anyway, as it's very clear, Pedigree moves on.
Or else you'll end up like Marty.
If you want to know more about Marty Gardner, he has a MySpace. Anyway.
What the fuck is a MySpace?
Exactly. Up next in the conversation, Attitude Adjustment versus the Chokeslam, Mace.
Chokeslam. Because at least that actually takes some effort as opposed to, the Attitude Adjustment, which is just a standing fireman's carry.
But it's beating so many people in history.
Don't care!
Quit arguing, Rock!
This is supposed to be a conversation.
This is not a conversation. This is you being a dick to just try to stir shit up.
We just went on a 5-minute conversation about Marty Gardner. I think I did my job. Anyway.
All you're doing is trying to stir the pot. You're trying to get these guys to, like, blow gaskets because you find it funny.
Don't you find it funny?
Well, yeah, because you're not picking on me, because I can shut you down, but that's beside the point. I'm not saying they can't. They're just being more polite than I am.
Okay. Look, you want more of a reason.
No, I really don't. I was just
Well, you gotta get one anyway, so shut the fuck up.
All right!
Fight!
I'll be honest, as someone who has used choke slams in a moveset and has taken choke slams, they're fun as hell. As opposed to an attitude adjustment, which is just awkward. It's pure and simple. It's just a choke slam's just an easier move to give and to take. And I have yet to see anything funnier than a child choke slamming somebody four times her height.
Oh, the under toddler.
Yes, damn right, the under toddler.
Available in the WTR riff section. Anyway.
One of these days we'll get back to doing that.
One of these days.
Well, we know Mace was not going to pick the Attitude Adjustment. So, Omega, the FU or the Chokeslam? What, Tim?
It's the Attitude Adjustment. It's listed as the Attitude Adjustment.
It's the same move. Anyway.
The FU I give more credit for.
Just because it was, grittier sounding.
Yeah, it's edgier. And he really should be calling it that again, considering the whole reason he named it that was to pun on the F5.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Attitude Adjustment or the Chokeslam, since somebody doesn't want to be called the FU.
Zigzag hurts worse than the Attitude Adjustment.
Have you ever taken the attitude adjustment?
No.
It's a fireman's carryover. It doesn't hurt. Relax. Get over it.
Then how would you know it hurt, doesn't hurt as much as the zigzag?
Same
I can tell
those.
You about it.
Over to you, Mace.
Let's see. They're both a back bump, and one's just falling backwards as the other one pretty much rolls you onto your back lovingly and gently.
At least one snaps you back.
Yeah, the zigzag looks like, and well, it looks like it has more impact than the attitude adjustment, which is true.
No, the chokeslam's just always impressive, both to get an opponent that high, and you're slamming someone down by their neck. That looks like it hurts like fuck. You know, even if it is a child or a man pretending to be a Green Lantern doing it.
Wow, we're really pulling out some obscure stuff tonight.
Hey, if we can talk 5 minutes about Marty Gartner, I'm pretty sure I can bring up the Hurricane.
Stand back.
I miss when wrestling was fun.
It was more than fun. It was an adventure.
Okay, this is the part where you tally the votes.
Tim, you're up.
It's the choke slam.
No reasoning beyond just it's the choke slam.
Because the choke slam beats the fireman's carryover.
Well, okay then.
So there!
So there you go.
Yeah. Mr. Now, eventually we'll have a sounder to start off this thing. Like
maybe next week?
Should have one. Maybe. It depends.
It really all depends. Them people who do voiceovers take forever to do one. Or quality ones lately. Anyway.
Mace, that is just wrong.
Don't blame me. I didn't make the fucking thing.
Oh, I wasn't blaming you. I was just saying that was just wrong.
Anyway, moving on are the Pedigree and the Chokeslam. Next week in our conversation, it will be the Stone Cold Stunner taking on the Bionic Elbow and Sweet Chin Music taking on the Bear Hug.
Ooh, cool.
Now, Tim.
I think it's time for quick hits. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wow. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Alright, for this week's edition of Quick Hits, we will start with Tim.
Yay.
Have you ever been attacked with a creamy bakery product?
I'd like to say no.
But
I don't think I have. That's why I'd like to say no.
No one's thrown a pie in your face?
No.
No one shoved cake in your face?
No.
Not even on your wedding day?
No. When I got married, I got married in Las Vegas at the that Elvis Presley wedding chapel. That was the wedding chapel that was featured in the Elvis Presley movie. And my best man was photograph of Elvis Presley, and the minister who did all the wedding crap was an Elvis Presley impersonator. And then after he said, "And I pronounce you man and wife, you may have your way with each other," we were given coupons for an all-you-can-eat steak dinner buffet.
Coming to the man, anyway.
No.
Mace, if you could replace one body part with a super bionic replacement, what body part and what features would this new bionic replacement have?
I would replace my skeletal structure.
With?
Well, with bionicle ones, of course.
Not bionicles. Bionics.
Bionics. Basically, it would basically mean my knee problems stop, my lower back problems will stop, and I could add features like, you know, springs and, like,
Go-Go Gadget knees,
shock absorbers. I could be the ultimate wrestler. I could never have an issue with wrestling ever again.
Good luck with that.
Imagine having a titanium skull and somebody punching you in the eye.
Dude, I could become the next Lex Luger. Bionic forearm.
Omega, if you were a captain of a ship, what would you call it?
The USS motherfucking Pimp Hand.
How come you're gonna call it that?
Because it's just going to be... It's okay, what kind of ship are we talking about? Starship or battleship?
Ship. Watership.
Watership.
Watership, that'd be a battleship.
Battleship.
Not all waterships are battleships.
It's just going to be a ship with a bunch of fuck-off guns.
Fuck-off guns. Is that the sound they make when you farm? Fuck-off! Fuck-off! Fuck-off!
No. That's just like an obscene amount of guns that basically you just look at and go, oh, fuck this. And just run.
Yeah, I still make them sound like that when you shoot them.
Okay then, Tim, what is your favorite album of all time?
Oh, shit. I've got three of them.
I only want one.
But I can't pick one because they're all like equal. It's like tied. There's like not even a photo finish. I mean, it's like dead heat. And that's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the White Album, and Pyromania.
Okay. Mace, what are cooler, dinosaurs or dragons?
Oh, come on.
Trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Because dragons can technically be considered dinosaurs.
You have to pick one or the other, though.
Let's see, do I go the funny answer or do I go the true one?
Do both!
Just go, like, personally, dinosaurs. I've always been fascinated with dinosaurs. The weirdness behind them. If you want to go temperature-wise, then again, it's dinosaurs because, you know, dinosaurs don't breathe fire.
There you go. And Omega, if you were stinking rich, would you only go to places other rich people went?
No.
Where would you go then?
I'd go to the places I always go to, where cool people hang out. I would go to Japan if I was stinking rich. Maybe South Korea when things aren't so hostile with their neighbors to the north. But I've met rich people. They're dicks. I wouldn't want to go where they go because they'd be there.
There you go. That would do it. Quick hits.
And that would do it for this program. Everybody make sure programming note next Sunday night we're on at 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain because of the SummerSlam pay-per-view. That's right. We'll be here. We'll be breaking down SummerSlam. We'll be reviewing it. And we'll be giving you our thumbs up or thumbs down. depending on how we liked or didn't like the entire show. So, if you watch SummerSlam and you want to find out what everybody else is thinking, tune in. If you can't watch SummerSlam, but you want to find out what happened and what everybody thought about it, tune in.
You should all watch SummerSlam on the WWE Network because it's only $9.99.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that because I've tortured Omega enough this week, so this is on you this time. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, like look at it like 11:10 p.m., I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah, right after Raw, it's the Raw Post Show.
After 100 mentions of the WWE Network costing $9.99, tune in to Raw Post Show where we'll break it down and mention the WWE Network costing only $9.99. Mm-hmm.
But we'll give it to you for free.
Exactly. Because they're charging $9.99.
For a whole month.
Whole month.
Yeah. And then, of course, Thursday night, it's The Rock starring Lindsay Ward.
Go back and check out our review of the Ladies and Gentlemen, My Name is Paula Heyman DVD on this past week's episode of The Rock, plus the NXT review and all that fun stuff. We'll talk SummerSlam, NXT, and as always, the late breaking story that happens on a Wednesday, Thursday night, because that seems to be the case as of late. Tune in to The Rock, 10 p.m. Eastern, live across the airwaves of the All Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And you can follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard.
There you go. Yeah, and of course, Saturday night at about 10 o'clock Eastern. Tune in to listen to the guys get really wild and out there with the Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, we do get wild, and I did stop the music because
shag, pump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
So there you go. That is the cue for Cards Against Humanity, you know, on Saturday nights, because that's...
Kane Kittens, you cannot tell The Rock to fuck off because that's your own fault for being dumb enough to do it.
And it was Omega's creativity that led to that quote. Anyway.
Excellent work, O.
Did you just call him O?
I called him O.
Okay.
Excellent work, O. That's like his code name or something like that. It's his, like, code, serial.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
James Bond, you know, he's O, Omega.
And then after Cards Against Humanity, it's CB Radio, the weird, the wacky.
No,
the,
so.
Exactly. The weird, the wacky, and the...
Assholes.
And the unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarette butts and bandanas. Because already, it's been one day since the show's ended. We have three Blame Rob. So hashtag it, Blame Rob. So far, three
and
people.
And another reason for Kane Kittens to say you suck.
That too, because we do torture him on that show as well. It's CB Radio, Midnight-ish.
Yeah, and of course, once again, everybody, next week, immediately following SummerSlam, it's the WrestleTalk Radio SummerSlam Review Show. Tune in, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain. Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio. Join our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network and Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
I was about to say that, but you did, so I won't. You can also follow WrestleTalk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter.
Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter not once, but twice.
No way!
Yeah, at GoNHLGo and at ManKitchenTV.
Wow.
Yeah, I changed the name from Men With Food.
This name's better.
Yeah, and if you can't remember Man Kitchen TV, you know, at man, just type in Man Kitchen, and it'll come up.
One of them will come up.
Yeah, and you can follow Mace at the Mace Thing on Twitter.
Yes, you can. You can follow me at the Mace Thing on Twitter. As usual, don't bother on Facebook because I hate everybody. If you want to go and play card games, you should know by now, Next Level Games in Ringwood, once he's former in the highway in Ringwood, Victoria, Tuesday through Sunday. Come down, play card games. Chances are you'll probably see me there Tuesday night playing Magic the Gathering. Also go to youtube.com/WTR Games Garage for video games related bits and bobs, as well as anything else that I decide to throw up there. Keep an eye on wildtalkradio.com because by the sounds of it, Omega and I are going to be sitting down to talk movies once again, this time talking Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'll probably follow that one up with the movie Whose Name Shall Not Be Named because it made way too much money this weekend than it should have.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Anyway.
Because so, yes, they can have adult conversation.
Yes, because we get to be stupid and talk movies, and then I get to talk about a movie which is absolutely terrible. So keep an eye out for that right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Woohoo! Omega's on Twitter.
Yeah, I am. I'm on Twitter at DJ Omega, which is also where I am on YouTube at TJ Omega. It's also my website, TJOmega.org.
But it's not your Facebook.
It's not my Facebook. My Facebook is TJ Reviews.
Okay, and somebody's an asshole.
Omega, I have a question for you.
What?
Since you're an organization, where's your 5-minute sappy commercial that airs on TV asking for money for your organization?
I don't have one of those. I don't have enough footage of humans or animals suffering. And I can't afford the singers they use.
Hey, if you want to see people in suffering, just go and record them walking out of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But you have a thing coming up tomorrow. What is it?
The next installment of Metro Monday, where I'll be sitting down and talking to a funny Australian/Canadian. If you want to hear what a funny Canadian sounds like, you can tune into my channel on Monday.
YouTube.com/TJOmega.
I'm ignoring the veiled shot, you little prick.
Wrap it up, Tim.
That's it, everybody.
Had fucking neon sign over it.
That's it for this week, another edition of WTR Center Night. Join us next week. Catch us throughout the week with all the different programming and stuff that we got going on. Feel free to visit mankitchentv.com. We're going to be posting stuff up there in the very near future. And if you want to learn how to, you know, toast bread without burning it, like Omega's dying to find out, then stay tuned. You might learn something.
10 seconds.
That being said, we're out of here. Good night.
WildTalkRadio.com.